second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. That is, again, toll-free number 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you in the studio tonight, it is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And plenty of stuff on the table to discuss coming up, Michelle. You'll be talking about the Department of Homeland Security apparently is now reaching internationally and is attempting to and or being successful at, we'll find out more, at actually attempting to, or at actually stopping air travel that they don't want to happen from happening, even if it has nothing to do with the United States.
Correct.
So we'll get to the details on that here. First, though, we're going to try one more time for Ty in Tennessee. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Greetings. Yeah, I made it this time. Hey, I was just listening to the podcast from last night, and something struck me from hearing you talk about the transgendered beauty queen in Canada.
Yes, Jenna Talakova.
That's the name.
So wait a minute. What is
that's
so funny?
What gets me.
Well, hang on a second, Ty. Wait a minute. What is
first?
Ty. One second here. What is so funny? What is so funny, Mark?
I'm sorry. You know, a transgendered person.
Genitalia.
You just now got
that? Interesting.
But I saw that story before April 1st, and I love that that's the first name. I didn't look at it too thoroughly because, you know, I just didn't, I don't know. It didn't entirely inspire me as the, as you know, the top story that I wanted to bring in. But, yeah, genitalia, that's, you know, kind of funny for somebody who might have had theirs cut off.
Yeah, and they didn't even make that connection.
Yeah, I bet it
did. Pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Ty, with what you're saying.
Is it the
I'm just wondering, you know, either it's very bad timing, you know, to have a news story like that around April 1st, or she just has a very unfortunate name. I don't know which, but I haven't tried to vet the story. I don't know how reliable the sources are. But
I'm sure genitalia thinks that she's finger looking good.
Oh, God.
It's Jenna Talakova.
Yeah.
So, I just...
And she's hot, by the way, I'd like to say. She's a very attractive lady. Born as a man.
I just don't even know what to say about
her. I'm just thinking, what are the odds that you've got an extremely hot, transgendered, formerly male, now female, that's a beauty queen around April Fool's Day and the story comes out? So,
yeah. Well, the story that came out yesterday, just to clarify, the story that came out yesterday was that she was allowed into the tournament that she'd been kicked out of. So the news hit over a week ago, back when it was still March, that she had been ejected from the Miss Universe Canada tournament. So we had given you that news last night and then followed up with a phone call from somebody who said, hey, heads up, there's news today that she's been allowed back into the tournament. So, no, Jenna Talakova is not a joke.
Well, maybe it's just unfortunate bit of phonetics.
Maybe so, but thanks for bringing that up, Ty. Anything else you want to share?
That's all.
All right, appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a transgendered female to male named Richard. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of...
And then
of
called
those.
Dick?
Yeah, that would be what they would call. That's one of the nicknames for Richard.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, go ahead. I mean, pull her up there, Jenna Talakova, T-A-L-A-C-K-O-V-A. And she's pretty stunning.
Yeah, an attractive...
I'll pull her up.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Richard, do you know that we almost named my son Faisal Richard Faisal? And we were
going to call
him Dick Face for short.
All right, let's continue here and talk to Daryl, listening in Pennsylvania on I-84. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian and Michelle. How are you?
Hey, Daryl. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, a friend of mine sent me a text that you guys were talking about people getting pulled over and police stories.
Yes, sir.
And I had a situation last night that was fairly interesting.
All right, tell me.
And you're on your way here to New Hampshire, right?
I am on my way there to New Hampshire.
Now, you're just coming up for a visit, or are you going to be moving here?
I am moving.
Woohoo!
Wow, congratulations. Now, is this the Daryl who owns his own...
by midday tomorrow.
Is this the Daryl who owns his own book publishing company that publishes liberty-minded material?
Yes. That would
great.
Be me.
Into what size vehicle did you manage to get your life? Because, you know, having moved up here, I've seen all kinds of different people, you know, come in all kinds of different sized vehicles.
A Nissan Sentra.
Oh, my. You are a Spartan individual, my friend.
Yes. If it didn't fit in the car, it sat by the dumpster and some lucky scavenger took it.
There you go.
Excellent. So tell me about your pullover.
Last night, I was in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And I like to keep my license plate in the rear window. Mostly because they've got the barcodes on there now, and they can be read going through intersection. And I don't like that. So I keep it in the rear window. That way, you know, and it also fools the red light cameras just in case one malfunctions and takes a picture of the car. They'll see, oh, there's no tag right here where it normally is. So that's not illegal?
It's not illegal to put something in an alternate location?
Every law that I have read on display of license plates says must be clearly seen from the rear of the vehicle.
Okay, interesting.
Yes. So I get pulled over in Gaithersburg, Maryland, was visiting a friend of mine, and was actually following her back to her place because she was going to let me sleep on the couch. Police officer pulls me over. She does a U-turn at the next available light, comes and parks in front of me. Well, the officer came up and, you know, of course, papers, please. So I hand him my registration, my ID, and my insurance card.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at it, goes back to his car. He's back there for several minutes and comes up and says, well, you know, your registration expired 2 days ago. I said, yeah, well, I left Texas before the end of the month. So, you know, I didn't feel the need to renew when I'm going to wind up registering the vehicle in another state when I get there in a couple of days.
You should have renewed.
Well, I don't understand. I was going to renew, but I didn't have my current insurance card. I have the insurance card that takes effect in 2 more days, and they would not accept that as proof of insurance.
So you were in no man's land then, basically.
Right. And he said, I don't understand why you have an Arizona ID instead of a Texas ID. I said, well, I used to live in Arizona, and nobody ever told me that I had to get a Texas ID. Says, well,
none of your business, officer.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, he said, you know, you're supposed to. But the main reason, the real reason that I did not turn in the Arizona ID and get a Texas ID, Arizona IDs are good until you're 65 years old.
Really?
You don't have to renew it?
Not
compliant. Not until you're 65.
Wow.
And Arizona is not compliant with Real ID, which is a national ID card.
Mm, that's nice.
So I plan on keeping the Arizona license even after I move to New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
Why would you volunteer for that? Also doesn't comply with the Real ID, but I just like the fact that it expires when I'm 65. So
I love that. That's amazing.
Do you have to get a Social Security number to get that Arizona license?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
But you don't have to get the fingerprints, which is one of the requirements for Real ID.
Got it. All right, cool. Well, thanks for sharing that.
He tells me, the Arizona ID is technically invalid because I don't live there anymore. I said, well, I don't really live anywhere right now. He laughed and said, good point. All right.
That's funny.
I'm going to let you go.
Wow.
But there's some
I'm so confused. I'm so confused. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to let you go.
He said, I'm going to let you go, but what?
There was a problem with my friend. My friend that I was following home that pulled in front of me.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it.
While he's talking to me, an officer goes and asks her for our papers.
Hold that thought. We're going to come back to the rest of your story here in a moment. More with Daryl, and we'll find out what happened on the road there. Apparently, the cop just let him go, even though he didn't have a registered vehicle. It's always nice when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
855-453, because he certainly could have ticketed him, I would think.
For registered outside the state? I mean,
for an unregistered vehicle.
Okay.
855-453. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number here is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those. And those features include our mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams. That's m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Also, you can access the podcast through that. Michelle and I were in the LRN.FM studio kitchen a moment ago, and she was commenting on the knife set that is in there. I said, well, that's actually from our sponsor, ManVenture.
That's right, ManVentureOutpost.com. They have everything the outdoors enthusiast could want for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, and some things could be used for household purposes.
Yeah.
Like I said, they've got knives and scopes and binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. Many of those knives are knife sets that you could use in your kitchen. As a matter of fact, they've also got ammunition. Some of the best rates that you're going to be able to find on these items, name brands, too, and ManVentureOutpost.com. Before you buy anything that has to do with camping, hunting, fishing, or shooting, you're going to want to go to ManVentureOutpost.com and check out their rates first, because that's really what they offer is some of the best value you're going to find. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. You use coupon code FTL, get it 5% off at ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so we're continuing here. Daryl is en route to New Hampshire, as I presume is part of the Free State Project. Daryl, are you a Free State Project participant?
Yes, I am.
And so you are driving this direction as we speak. You were giving us a rundown of a situation that happened to you last night as you were on the road with a friend you were visiting on the way up here, and you were pulled over. The cop had run your tags, found out that the registration had expired 2 days prior in Texas. It was not a current registration. He brings this issue up. He asks you about your ID, which is from Arizona, as to why you don't have an ID from Texas if your car is registered in Texas, etc. Ultimately, you pointed out that you don't even live anywhere because you're in the process of going somewhere else, and he actually let you go with essentially a warning, right?
Actually, he let me go with nothing.
Huh.
In Maryland, they actually give you warnings. If they give you a warning, it's written.
It's written.
I got you. So he just let you go, but your friend had also pulled over at the same time, and you're about to get into what happened there.
She did a U-turn, came back, and pulled in front of him because I had to follow her.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked if I knew who was in front. I said, yeah, that's my friend. I'm staying with her tonight. I have to follow her home.
Right, because it'll creep a cop out. It'll creep him out a little bit if somebody else. It'll creep him out a little bit if somebody else rolls up on their scene and kind of pulls over and just sits there. That's why he asked you what was going on with it.
Right. So he sent an officer up to her, and I actually called her and had my phone on a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
That way, she could hear anything that happened in case I got pulled out of the car and arrested. She would know why. She didn't hear the entire conversation. Well, I hear the officer that walked up to her ask her, basically, your papers. I needed your driver's license and registration. And she said, am I being pulled over as well? He said, no, but since you're stopped and you're with the car that we did pull over, we have the right to ask you these questions just to, make sure that you're who he says you are, blah, blah, blah.
Interesting.
Verify the story. And so, because it was kind of late at night, and I guess she didn't feel like arguing about whether or not she had to show anything, she shows the ID and registration. Apparently, her registration was actually suspended back in, I believe it was October or November of last year, while she was in Utah for work.
Her registration was suspended, or her driving privileges?
Her registration, the vehicle registration was suspended because her emissions check was not current.
Got it.
But she never got anything in the mail saying, your registration is suspended. Please do this to comply. So she actually got a written warning about the emissions, but she had to go get that taken care of, and then they take care of the written warning that was
given. I think they call that a fix-it ticket or something like that.
Yeah, but it actually says on there, warning.
Right, it's good.
Most places, it is considered a ticket, but apparently in Maryland, it's not. And while this is happening, the officer that was dealing with me was standing right next to me and told me there was a problem with her emissions. He said, it's basically a revenue generator that they have here in Maryland. That was really odd. The cop admitted emissions checks are revenue generators.
There you go. Reminds me of the...
He asked why I was moving to New Hampshire. He said, based on your bumper stickers, doesn't look like you're going to fit up in New Hampshire.
And he says, I actually doesn't
had the chance
like...
to tell the officer about the Free State Project.
He said, based on your bumper
sticker. Did or did not have the chance?
I did.
Yeah. A lot of people
said,
hold on. He said, based on your bumper stickers, it doesn't make it look like you would fit in?
Yeah, because most people have the perception that New Hampshire, I guess, is like ultra conservative. And I have very libertarian bumper stickers on my car.
I think that people think that New Hampshire...
I have several anti-war stickers. I have one that says, I am authorized to question authority. Another one that says, I do not consent to a search.
Great.
I have one that says, the president is lying, and that basically fits no matter who the president is.
Yeah, right.
I love it.
Another thing that people...
I have over 50 bumper stickers on my car.
Oh, wow. My, you're one of those cars. They love you at libertystickers.com.
Yes, they do.
This is, you know, some people also think that New Hampshire is ultra-liberal and ultra-statist because the rest of New England is, and they just kind of lump it all together. You know,
right.
Oh, Connecticut and Rhode Island and Massachusetts and, you know, Vermont and all these places.
I don't know what liberal or conservative really means because I think it
means different things
to different
people.
But I think that ultimately New Hampshire doesn't fall into either one of those categories. It's a really unusual place where the Republicans, where
really
some Republicans will vote for... I was going
to
say, some Republicans will
about
vote.
The Free State Project.
Damn it. Sorry, we both talked over each other twice there. Say again?
I said I just thought it was really neat that I got the chance to tell them about the Free State Project and trying to get 20,000 libertarians to New Hampshire.
I think that's great. And, you know, when it comes to New Hampshire, you've got Republicans here that'll vote for gay marriage, and you've got Democrats that own guns and, you know, support gun rights. So it's a really unusual place. It's hard to really pigeonhole it.
Yeah, and hopefully within the next several years to get even more libertarian.
Hopefully, the more people we can get here, the better, and the sooner they can get here, the better, because we've already made, a pretty good impact considering the size, the relatively small amount of people that have come here. Only 1,000 people are in-state, and I would say of those 1,000, you know, I don't know how many of them are actually devoting a whole lot of time to being as active as they possibly can. I think everybody's got different levels of interaction and different levels of activity that are right for them in their lives wherever they're at right now. So the more people we can get here, several thousand more, I think it could make a huge difference, and it can't happen soon enough. So I'm glad to hear that you're on your way. Drive safe, Daryl, and as I understand it, you're going to be arriving in Keene.
Yeah, I'll be stopping in Keene. It should be midday tomorrow.
Exciting. Look forward to seeing you. Thanks for the call tonight, and again, have a safe trip. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, learn more about the Free State Project. We'll tell you more about it here in a little bit. And we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll free number here, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. So once again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. Just click, download, take as many as you would like, going all the way back to late 2006, probably more than you could possibly, in any realistic amount of time, listen to over at freetalklive.com.
You'd have to have a lot of available time to listen to all the downloads that we have available.
Yep, so it's all free, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. As we were just talking with Daryl, he's on his way up from, I think it was San Antonio. Is that where he's from in Texas?
He's from Texas, yeah.
Yeah, and so he's on his way up, driving up from Texas, packed up just a Nissan Sentra full of stuff and got rid of the rest of his stuff. Mark, you should have taken a cue from him.
Yeah, you too.
On the way up here. You're the one who filled up that moving truck.
Well, I got rid of the couch, half of it.
I got rid of the TV. I got rid of all my big stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
I had to bring up the
studio. I'm going to channel Derek right now. Ladies, that's enough.
Mark brought up his junk drawers and all kinds of stuff.
I found a can when I was making cookies today. I use a little baking soda and cornstarch. But if you don't want to use that, you can use baking powder.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at my baking powder, and I've had the same container since 2009.
Probably
I don't throw
good.
Anything away.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like 2000.
No. Still. Yeah, I don't throw anything away.
Ian hates things. just hates things. So he'll go through all of his stuff and just throw stuff out.
Sometimes I'll regret it.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, and this is the fine line, right? There's certainly some value to minimizing and having a simplistic lifestyle.
Isn't that a Quaker value, Mark?
Simplicity is, but what's it mean to you? Simplicity also means not having to go out and buy new stuff. I mean, it's kind of wasteful to throw things away and then go out and buy new
ones,
right?
How many phones have you had in the last year?
Like cell phones?
Yes.
Separate.
One?
Nah.
Well, I mean, there's one. Let's see. The last phone I had, I kept for a year and a half before I replaced it.
Okay. It's his hobby to hack cell phones, though.
Right. I had the same cell phone for 9 years.
Well, back when cell phones weren't as useful, I held on to them longer. Or when they weren't as computerized.
Versatile.
Yeah. Although some could argue they're not as versatile as phones now. I think you've made a real good point on that, Mark. A lot of these phones makes it difficult to actually make a phone call.
I yearn for the day when I used to have a phone clipped to my side of my belt where I could just pull it off, flip it, and talk to somebody.
And press a button.
You could set it so you just flipped it and it would answer.
Oh, but what I mean by you could dial by pressing a button. On all those old phones, you could just hold a button down and
hold a memory dial.
You can't do that these days.
No, there's several button, I mean, screen touches.
If I have to call you, Mark, it's actually several presses. Even though I've made you a favorite on my phone, several presses to get to that.
we have a business.
You have to touch a lot in order to get to Mark. Yes. I get it.
Hey, and when you're in a car, there's these four
swipes.
Well,
you're touching me.
You're across the center line, and in the path of an oncoming semi.
Yeah. So I don't know where we were going with this. Oh yeah, Free State Project. So you can go to freestateproject.org and learn more about a movement that encourages like-minded, liberty-oriented people to all focus their efforts on one place. And really, I still have yet to hear a better idea than this as far as achieving liberty in our lifetime. I know there's the one where you can go out to sea and live all by yourself or live with a few people out at
sea. All by yourself,
please. But here's one of my problems. I just don't like it when other people get aggressed against. I have a problem with that.
Yes.
And the viewpoint that Julia, who was here last night, was saying, I think on the air, was about how she just kind of stays out of things. And maybe that wasn't on the air. But anyway, she kind of stays out of things these days because she feels more free when she's not doing activism. And I think it's a fair argument to make that if you're doing activism, that they can target you. They can come after you. I mean, Michelle, you've been pulled over for not having a car registered. I've gone to jail. Derek is in jail right now. So the more active you are, the more likely they are to target you. So I get it. Not everybody wants to go to jail. Not everybody wants to do freedom of travel activism. Not everybody wants to take those sorts of risks. But there's different types of activism, obviously, like, writing letters to the editor probably isn't going to get you put in jail. But then again, if you write a letter to the editor that's really critical of the police department, they may decide to remember your name and address and decide to target you. So anytime you make yourself known as a threat to the status quo, there's a chance they're going to crack down on you. So some people's viewpoint is, well, if I can just lay low, then I'll be able to live more free. And it's probably true for a time. Until they decide that something that you're doing that you enjoy is a criminal act and that they're going to come after you for
it. I think what's clear is that if you want to work towards more freedom for other people, a sort of a more free society, that the Free State Project is a good place to start for that.
The best option. What else is there?
If you want to be more free yourself, I think that there's some options within the Free State Project, but there may be other things coming down the pipe that might work better.
Sure, you can always move into the woods out in some place that has no zoning laws or whatever and, seclude yourself. That's always an option. But I don't like the idea that other human beings are being aggressed against. Certainly, it's bad enough halfway across the world, but it's also happening here. And some people, they minimize the idea of focusing locally because they'll say, well, there's all these horrible things happening to people, halfway around the world.
Yeah, well, what do you do about that?
Well, right. What can you really do about that? And besides that, there are innocent people right here in your hometown that are being put behind bars, being aggressed against on a regular basis, and they haven't hurt anybody else. And as long as that's going on, I feel like I should do something about it. So... yeah, I could live an easier lifestyle if I didn't go out there and put anything on the line. Sure, it wouldn't be as risky, but I wouldn't feel like I wouldn't feel like I was doing anything to stop the rise of tyranny. And I think that as long as tyranny is affecting someone's life negatively, then that needs to stop. And I also know that inherently, eventually, someday, it could come around to affect me.
Of course you could.
You know, I spent a glorious 4 weeks down in Florida this year, and I was really happy to do that, especially after last year. It was just cold and my tailbone. It was just, it was a wreck. And I had no idea that New Hampshire was going to have such an unseasonably warm winter.
The I believe March was a record-setting warm month. Like, yeah, of all time, this March in New Hampshire, the warmest ever.
75, 80 degrees. It was amazing.
It was, at some points.
But that, you know, notwithstanding, I was seeking sunlight and warmth. And so so I enjoyed myself. And there are all these things down in Florida that I love. Yoga and Zumba and diving in the ocean and the beach and food and shopping. And you know, it's just, it's heaven for me in so many ways. But, you know, I would have a conversation with someone and I'd get so lonely.
Really?
For here. Yeah, because people just don't get it. Mm. You know, and I talk to everyone at every restaurant I go to.
You're talking about average people. Not like activist kinds of people.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And so just, you know, I'd run in and I'd chat to people. But even here, the non-activists, the general Granite Stater, New Hampshirean, whatever, native, there's a self-reliance and there's a love for liberty that I think is just bred within this.
More innate.
State. Yeah, more so than anywhere I've ever been or lived within the United States. So even if the Free State Project wasn't here, for people that love liberty and love just to kind of be left alone, New Hampshire's a pretty ideal place.
Well, those people have been moving before the Free State Project. Sometimes you'll meet someone who says, oh, well, I moved for those same reasons, but before the Free State Project ever even existed.
Yeah.
You know, somebody that wanted to escape from, say, New York or Massachusetts or halfway across the country to come to some place that's more free, because already New Hampshire wins as the most free state in the Mercatus Center study that they did of all 50 states. So it's already, you know, allegedly the most free in a variety of different ways, but it still has its share of problems. I mean, the government here runs the liquor monopoly. They're the only people that can legally sell liquor here, for instance, is one example. They'll put people in jail for driving to work. You drive while suspended too many times, you get a habitual offender, and you're in jail for a year.
Property taxes are by, you know,
insane.
Yeah, some places, compared to some places, they're cheap, but compared to other places, they're
compared
in the
where
road.
I come from in Florida, they are way more expensive here.
I would agree.
And so it's got some real problems. But that's why it's a project. We're here to work on those problems, not just sit back and try to live as free as possible. I think that it's important to help other people be free if they want it. You know, if you want to be enslaved, then by all means, you can have someone tell you what to do. I won't stand in the way of you, but everybody else that wants to be free should be. So join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org and join us on the air here at 855-450-FREE and bring up whatever's on your mind.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Available now, 4 news alms from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am a dirty ass. Take away everything you can get. Take them all over this affordable land.
And they call it democracy.
I had enough of green lies from fascistic psychopathic genocidal corporation. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have for you there, and you can also support the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find various different tools that you can use, like flyers you can print out and post, or... for instance, we also have web graphics. You can add banners to your website. You've got high-res graphics you can use to make your own Free Talk Live whatever, T-shirts, etc., socks. I don't know, whatever you want to use those graphics for.
They're there. Just work for socks as well.
It's all there for you at promote.freetalklive.com and instructions on how you can get your own bumper sticker. Once again, that's promote.freetalklive.com. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Now, during the break, Michelle, you were talking about yoga. And I have a yoga-related story that is out of New York. And we've been talking about New York, the Empire State, constantly on the hunt for more cash, like most governments are out there. I mean, it's an economic downturn. People's houses aren't worth what they used to be, so therefore the governments can't charge the same amount of property taxes in the same way that they used to without raising taxes. And certainly that is happening in some places. Taxes are going up in order to have the government get the same amount of money in when the economy's going down, because the government doesn't want to cut. They don't want to cut their government, their size of their so-called business. But all the rest of us, of course, you know, the average person is to cut back. And so governments right. are trying to...
They don't have to cut back because they can demand your money.
That's right. And they will.
A boss can fire you, your customers cannot buy as much, but the government can kick you and your family out of your house or throw you in jail, depending on the particular instance with the tax.
They sure can. And they're also coming up with other ways to raise revenue. Of course, you've always got the police, which are essentially revenue agents in many ways. They can always go out and write more tickets. That's one way to do it. There's the snitch suggestions, where they'll offer you money to snitch out your neighbor neighbors for some non-crime.
See something, say something kind of thing.
And so that's a way to get neighbor to turn against neighbor and have more so-called crimes reported. Of course, again, we're not talking
about... draconian.
Yeah, we're not talking about anything with victims here. We're talking about snitching out your neighbor for, say, you know, leaving the garbage cans out a day early or a day too late or, you know, having the grass grow too tall, these sorts of things. And or maybe you know your neighbor is cheating on their taxes, so-called. Of course, I don't think it's cheating if you're just keeping your own money. But there's no, here's another one for you. By the way, New York is where we're talking about New York. Another example is where they are talking about adding in a toll at toll booths for bicyclists in New York City.
What?
So, again, just trying to squeeze as much money out of people as they possibly can in new and innovative ways. Now, here's the latest one from Wall Street Journal, WSJ.com. The New York Department of Taxation and Finance decided that yoga studios fall into a category of businesses, specifically weight control or health salons, that must pay the city's levy, according to officials. Is it levy or levy when you're talking about tax?
Levy.
Levy.
Either.
The decision was revealed last April, and a bulletin from the department is now sinking in as yoga studios across the city prepare their taxes. The state, which collects the city's sales tax, already began... That's right, in New York, you have... If you live and work in New York City, you're paying federal income tax, you're paying state income tax, and city income tax as well. Lovely.
Well, you know, the New York City is a center of commerce. That and London, there's a few other metros around the world that can really claim these. And I can see why they say to themselves, so much money changes hands here that we are a particular and singular place for that kind of thing. So we'll have taxes
audience.
Too.
Right. People are going to go there to do business. So why not tax them while they're there? If it moves, tax it, right? So they go on here, and they point out that the city... Now, we're talking about the sales tax.
If it continues to move, regulate it. And if it stops moving, subsidize it.
We're talking about the city's sales tax here. And it says they've begun auditing yoga studios already, presenting them in some case... Get this. In some cases, with bills for back sales taxes for the past 3 years. So these government bureaucrats pass some new regulation, or they decide to apply a regulation to the yoga studios. This regulation's already in existence. The sales tax regulations were already in existence.
It's a new interpretation of an old regulation.
But yeah, basically some bureaucrat said, oh, yeah, we could go after the yoga studios.
And this isn't religious. This is weight loss.
So that's what they did, and now they're saying... Ah, well, according to our rules, we can go ahead and assess you taxes for 3 years ago. Surprise! Oh, wait, you didn't budget for that when you were doing your business the last 3 years? You didn't budget for the idea that now all of a sudden you're going to owe some arbitrary amount of money to the city of New York or the state?
Of course they didn't.
I wonder if there's a way around that to just take donations.
Well, there's all, you know, in many cases, there are some loopholes. You would have to probably hire a lawyer to figure out what those loopholes would be.
I mean, to go forward, though, I mean, like, if you are a donation driven organization, but you're not a 501c3 thing, can you, you don't have to, how could they have you report that? You know,
the
what
Church
I mean?
Of Yoga.
It's not that far off. Yoga is really sort of
meditation.
Started
almost
as a religious practice. Yeah. I mean, you know, it gained its popularity because it provides people
with the eight arms of yoga.
Physical well-being.
So according to the spokesperson for the Department of Taxation and Finance, he says, we do see this as a fairness issue. He noted that Pilates studios have to pay sales tax. See, it's only fair. I mean, Pilates people, they have to pay.
Well,
so
Pilates is just exercise. What's the problem?
So now you have to pay, yoga people.
See, this is how the yoga people will be, but like, but no, we're special.
Businesses that provide similar services, he says, should be subject to the same taxes in the city. Of course, this is how they continue to spread the size of government. They'll just come up, well, everyone else is paying for this, so you should pay too. It's only fair. It's your fair share. Yoga classes have been around forever and not taxed, according to the executive director of Yoga for New York, a lobbying group. She said the new tax policy could not have come at a worse time with the industry just beginning to get back on its feet after the economic downturn, or what she
any industry that's not,
or what she termed the yoga crisis. Like most businesses,
see, this is exactly what they're doing. They're saying we're special.
A crisis in yoga, though, that is
funny.
Like most businesses, yoga studios would likely pass the sales tax on to the customer, forcing prices up.
How would else
West added, it's important to the city that we have stress-relieving activities. This is the, again, yoga lady, that are affordable to all levels of income. Something like this is a threat to that. Last Monday afternoon, more than 70 yoga managers, studio owners, and instructors sat down in the lotus position to discuss the tax issue and other troubles at Yoga Union, a studio in the Flatiron District. West said the atmosphere was concerned, dynamic, and productive. But hey, we all know they're going to pay up. Because if they don't, men with guns are going to come into their yoga studio
and put a hole in their chakra.
That's a good one. Which one, though? Aren't there several?
Mudiyata Bandai.
Yeah. Whichever one.
That's your taint.
Okay. 855-450.
They do have one right
is
there.
Is there a chakra down there?
Yes.
There's also,
that's your root chakra.
Yeah, I don't know these things.
Also a...
Centers, right? That's what a chakra is?
Yes. What do they call that? The pins.
Acupuncture.
Acupuncture spot there, too.
So, now, that's a chakra, right? Am I correct? It's an energy center in your body?
I would defer to Michelle on chakras.
Yes, basically it's like that. You've got one at your third eye, eight of them, I believe.
Okay.
Seven or eight. What, at your third eye in your forehead, and then it goes down your throat and your breastbone and your belly.
Your
and then your Mudiyata Bandai. I see it's so fun to say that.
That sounds like a fun word.
So look out, yoga instructors / customers of New York City. Now you will have to pay some arbitrary amount of money to a group of bureaucrats who's done absolutely nothing for you. I mean, it's not like they're returning any value to your business.
Well, they've done something, but if you should be able to, they should be able to sell it to you. Well, you know, the city of New York has done whatever the city of New York has done.
But what have they done for yoga studios?
What's that?
What have they done for yoga studios?
They paved the streets so customers can get there.
Gas taxes.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, but they tend to talk about these things all coming from the same pot.
Yeah.
The problem is that they're not clear as to what you're buying. If you walked into a store and
you're buying protection,
and you've got whatever it is that you come out with, and somebody says $450, you're like, what?
You're helping to pay the millions and millions of dollars in overtime for the police to corral the occupiers.
There's that too.
That's included. But really, you're buying protection. That's the service you're buying. You're buying the service of them not coming in and screwing your life up and destroying your business.
Protection in the sense that the mafia says.
Right.
Protection. Hey, you know, you got a really nice place, yoga studio here.
I make you an offer you can't refuse.
I love all the little cubby holes for the shoes. And, you know, it doesn't smell too much like sweat in here.
It'd be a shame to see it all burned down.
Yeah. It'd be a shame to see you and everybody kicked out of here and the lock put on the door. And if you try to do anything about it, something really bad would happen.
855-450-FREE. That's how it goes. Hour number three is on the way here. 1-855-450-3733. Coming up, new international travel rules being forced down the world's throat by the Department of Homeland Security. Michelle's going to tell us about it. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.